The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And this is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate.
So, Deej, Ham, I know we're all currently caught up in soccer fever right now with the World Cup right here in our own backyard.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to talk to Andy Swift later, talk some World Cup with him, and I am no different. I am also currently caught up, can't get enough soccer, and I spent a lot of my day yesterday watching soccer, but maybe not the soccer that you think. Let me play for you some audio of one of my favorite goals from the weekend. Here, let's see if we're up here.
Well, there are so many. I mean, it's hard to narrow it down. My favorite.
Yeah, there's a good one in the Portugal-Colombia game.
It's playing.
Thanks for Lolly. Through the legs and in. Sofyan Fellaini gets Chelsea off and running. The man nicknamed the one-leg merchant has bought Chelsea a valuable goal in this final.
Chelsea.
So, huh. That, of course, was audio from the Disability FA Cup.
Really?
Obviously.
I didn't know they do this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm usually on this, on off-sports disability.
The fun time for the disabled.
Every time there's disabled the tennis, every time there's disabled tennis, I always send it to you. I didn't know this was happening.
So there is absolutely disability soccer, and it's for all of them.
The EAFL, England Amputee Football League.
So what I was watching there, and I watched the entire final between Chelsea and Cambridge City, which Cambridge City won a freaking crazy game in overtime. They had to put two in net in the last few minutes of regulation to even send it to extra time.
We need an extra leg in here.
Finally, TJ Yates puts one in, but it's insane. They're playing. Everyone on the pitch obviously is missing a leg, and they're running around on those like arm crutches.
I was going to say, are they hopping? How would they
kick
the ball?
They kind of look like the foosball people.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, they do.
They look like foosballers, and that's exactly how they kick it. They prop themselves up on their crutches.
They do a full
360 flip.
Yeah.
No way.
And it was. And I am not joking when I tell you, I think that those dudes might be more athletic than a lot of your regular soccer players.
Wait a minute.
The amount of stamina that they have to play this, because for one, to make it more interesting, it's double the size of a normal pitch.
Oh,
it's not.
It does not look as dull. I have a point of contention, though.
Go ahead.
All their goalies have two legs.
Okay, so their goalies. Why do they have to be missing an arm?
What?
So their goalies are all missing one arm.
That guy's missing an arm? Oh, wow.
Yes. Which feels like when you get to PKs.
No, there's no way. He's got his arm
he's
in his shirt.
Tucking it
yeah,
in,
he's
yeah.
tucking it in his shirt.
This guy's not actually handicapped.
I'm telling you, they're all missing one arm.
No.
If you're looking at the guy wearing the orange,
yeah,
he's missing an arm and a leg. He made history as the first goalie to be missing an arm and a leg in a final yesterday.
Legend.
I heard them talking about that. So, actually double what you guys were saying.
No, I don't believe it.
So Cambridge ends up winning, which apparently is a big upset. They weren't even a club 5 months ago, and Chelsea like won every single game this year because they're Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up winning the whole thing. One thing I found really funny, though, was because it is a much smaller field, a couple things can happen. One, look at the size of this referee. Tell me if you've ever seen a referee this size in a normal soccer match.
Ah.
He's a portly
little,
fella.
A little chunky.
Whoa. He's a portly fella. And I feel like if you're having to run up and down a normal game between, you know, Sweden and Argentina, that guy's not keeping up. But if he has to keep up with a bunch of one-legged guys, he can do it. But again, those guys are standing the entire time. Now, they have different rules. They can sub in and out whenever they need to. But
weak.
They're up the entire time. And they're, you know, knocking each other to the ground. And they actually have some pretty insane shots. Like where they get, it looks like a legitimate kick.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that was
We're watching the highlights over here as you're talking.
That was not the only one, because the Disability FA Cup has other divisions. There was also blind soccer.
What? All right, that just sounds cruel.
Which was...
But
No, there's a lot of people crowd.
Quite the... you're at Wembley.
The crowd is roaring.
Like 11 people running around. No, but what they have, to make sure that no one's cheating, they make everybody wear...
They make them
like
blind?
Like a sleeper's mask.
Oh.
Like a sleep mask. But they use a ball that has a bell in it, like a cat toy. And they also have people around the field, the pitch, that are basically just yelling at you where the ball is.
It's in front of you. No,
and so, that's exactly what it is.
I'm not
you have like
to you,
a
I'm not
guy behind the other goalie. You have a guy on each side, and then your own goalie, and they're all just yelling. So it's chaos as they're all yelling, trying to tell you where the ball is. And these guys are running around like trying to keep up and kick the ball. It's not as competitive, I think, as was one-legged soccer.
Right. Just impressive that they're out there at all.
In blind soccer, though, penalty kicks have to be impossible to actually execute.
I kind of thought about doing in one-legged soccer, trying to combine that with the hockey goalie bit, where I can just do the thing where I lay in front of the net and take up 65% of the net just from mass. Uh-huh. But, again, their goalies all look pretty in shape. At least the ones that I saw. But the thing that put me onto this was I saw on the Football on TNT Sports X account the EE Disability FA Cup Power Chair Final, which if you guys ever played Rocket League?
No.
Do you know what it is?
I know what it is, yeah.
So imagine Rocket League in wheelchairs, because that is what this is. And they showed the like game-winning goal, which I don't know if you guys left over there, DJ, but this is the power chair final. This was one of the goals that scored.
Whoa.
They're using a ball that's like four times the size of a normal one. And again, they're using tactics from like foosball, where they're spinning their chairs around.
Dude, you need a chair like that,
dude. Clearly modified just to play soccer.
You're shortchanging yourself not having a chair like that, number one. Number two, they've got add-ons that look like battle bots, it looks like.
Yeah, so it's a battle of...
There's a saw on that guy's chair.
It's battle bots.
You just saw that guy in half.
We need to add some Mad Max.
He's got the flip thing that flips up.
Flamethrowers on the side.
Flamethrower, there's one with a spike. Why do we all know BattleBots so well? God, we suck.
Dude, we need to strap like a rocket engine onto your wheelchair.
So, I told you guys earlier that I might be leaving the ticket. I think I'm going to try to make next year's, because apparently we have the
Power Chair Final?
We have the Disability World Cup coming up next year. This was the FA Cup, so like the FA Cup where you have all the teams in the UK play each other, the World Cup, and I want to make the American team, and I already have the branding down. That's more important than the skill.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to go by Ronaldo.
Ronaldo only has one leg.
Ronaldo. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, outside
so if you guys would like to invest.
Yes.
Outside of your obvious lack of skills, I think you've got a very good shot here.
Well, I can also be the Deion Sanders of this thing, because I can compete in both events. The amputee final
and the blind
and the wheelchair final.
Oh.
And the blind final, if my mom told me as a kid continues between now and then.
What?
So, it's I'm just saying.
Deteriorating quickly.
Right. I'm just saying. Buy into my disability soccer stock now, because you're basically, I'm going to go through the academy. You're looking at like 12-year-old Messi in the Barcelona academy.
Look, if Erling Haaland can play major soccer with whatever disabilities he's got, I don't doubt that you could absolutely participate in this.
He's playing real soccer, not. They also have the worst division, which is partially blind, which is basically
you just don't see well.
Yeah,
like, I could participate in that.
Yeah, that's half the population.
One guy got sand in his eye, and all of a sudden you got Mo Salah out there dominating. You know, just regular soccer.
If you make the power chair final,
go ahead.
We have to do Ticket Theater 1310 for
of
that.
Me in the power chair final.
Yes.
And I was watching the last World Cup, and there are absolutely Monty looking dudes in that division.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying that motor was getting burnt out quicker than some of the other motors.
Smoke coming out the back of it.
But I would
for their
you guys,
hydration breaks, they're just putting gas in it.
Right. And then, yeah, just shoving a Twinkie in your mouth. Should we confuse Andy later at 8:15 and only ask him about the Disability FA Cup?
It at least needs to be brought up
okay.
for at least half the segment.
Let's do it. All right, there is the half. Ramp.